I would call really the utilization of encrypted apps or mobile messaging apps probably one of the most important developments in the terrorism slash counterterrorism realm in recent years. What they've done, as I've mentioned, it's like a good cornerback on the football field. They take away half the field. So what the terrorists have done is really created an impenetrable chamber, or kind of an unreachable island where they can conduct their communications on attack planning, network building, surveillance, new tactics, all these areas within that realm that cannot be penetrated by counterterrorism authorities at this point. So it really has, like I said, taken away half the field. And so now we're trying to catch up. We're trying to still monitor what they're doing, but they've just created a wall or this kind of chamber that we just can't penetrate at this point.
Give us a sense of what you learned from your days tracking terrorists.
You know, we have a variety of investigative techniques that we can utilize, and that includes, you know, general surveillance, you know, following someone in their vehicle. You know, we can look at financial records. We can look at phone records, we can talk to witnesses. But one of the greatest techniques is really a surreptitious monitoring of their communications, whether it's on their computer or on their phone, whatever it may be. So they have essentially taken that away. And of course, that's where, the terrorists are going to migrate, is to this area where they have protected communications. So, you know, apps like, for instance, WhatsApp, as an example, is encrypted, 256-bit encryption that cannot be penetrated, cannot be monitored at this point. They can send photos, they can communicate by phone or text, whatever it may be, and we don't have access to that. So, again, as we know, the terrorists like ISIS, they will recruit or they'll meet individuals in an open forum like Twitter, and then they'll immediately drop down to the dark web where the critical planning and communications will take place. So for me, you know, I'd spent my last 18 years in the counterterrorism realm, really looking at all the different techniques we can use, strategizing, implementing what techniques were available to us. Really see this as a critical development.
You know, once you saw them changing their communications tactics, how difficult was it to follow them down into the deep web, into the places that they wanted to go to?
Well, it really is almost impossible. I think that there's probably a level of frustration. I've been retired for a little over a year now, but I felt a sense of frustration in that, I did some work to learn the language, which helped me as far as the, you know, kind of exegetical understanding of what they were saying and what they were, where they were trying to go with it. But once they started using the encrypted apps, we just felt like, we were so limited. We were so kind of disabled at that point in really knowing what they were doing. And they, you know, we can go back to the old, you know, Al-Qaeda manuals, you know, after 9/11 that we got our hands on, and we understood their, you know, tactics, techniques, procedures, training, interests, capabilities, and those things, how they recruited. And that is all disappearing now. So, you know, the social media aspect of this is important. I know that's talked about a lot, but their specific communications amongst even a small cell is protected now. So we don't know what their plans are. And so we're always trying to get, as we say, left of boom, and they've really taken that away from us.
Brig Barker, former FBI special agent with expertise in counterterrorism. J.J. Green, WTOP News.